Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Nun Hey Simon Gimel. So we left off in a case where the person had diluted wine by adding other liquids which have flavor as opposed to adding water. So we said that if it's Nisar of Kolkach, that the Niflam Tamayayin, the bracha is a Shahakol. So the Mishabura says if the place where he lives, it's normal for people to add in these other mashkin into the wine in order to enhance the flavor. So even if the other item, other liquid is roiv, connected to the wine, as long as you don't hit the point of shisha, if that's how people do it in this place, and people look at that, so that's what they refer to still as wine. So say it's wine with this other flavor, other liquid in it. So it's not mavatal the yayin, even though the flavor has changed, but it's changed the way which is enhanced. So the point we're saying is if it's enhancing it and people still perceive that as a function of yayin, so it does not lose its status of wine, even if there's a lot, the wine is the minority, as long as it's not less, it doesn't hit the point of being 1/6 of the total or less. Now, the Mishabura points out that this is the opinion of the Ramah, and this is how the Magen Rambam and the Taz understand the Ramah. However, the Gra says that the din of shishis is always it remains a gofen, even in the scenario of the chayadim where it was nifka matam etc. As long as the amount of wine is more than 1/6 of the amount of the liquid, 1/7 of the total. So 1/7 is 14%. So let's say it's more than that. It's 15% of the total. So as long as that's the amount that it is, so the bracha is going to be b'pia gofen. So what should you do in these situations when you have these type of questions? You diluted it with you want to dilute your grape juice with water. So you really should make the bracha b'pia gofen before you dilute it. If it already comes diluted, you should make a b'pia gofen on something else. So again, we're back to this idea, b'pia gofen works. If the correct bracha is b'pia gofen, it works. If it's not, it's b'pia gofen is covering other liquids. So either way, you're good. Now, what about the bracha achrona? Does that work for the bracha rishona? For bracha achrona, so you need to say, if the correct bracha over here is on this diluted mixture is b'pia gofen, the correct bracha achrona is alagefen. If the bracha is a shahakol, the correct bracha is brei nefoshos. Now, brei nefoshos is not mitzi alagefen, and you can't say alagefen unless you're mukhiv in alagefen. So what should you do? So the fact that I saw my problem by drinking a little bit of wine to get the bracha rishona going doesn't solve for the bracha achrona. So I would have to do one of a few possibilities. I could drink a shear of wine up front. The shear that you need for bracha achrona is 3 ounces. I can drink 3 ounces of wine or grape juice, and I can say an alagefen for sure. And then the alagefen, once you're saying alagefen on the wine, alagefen includes all other brachos achronas as well. So I have no chiv to say brei nefoshos. If that option doesn't exist, so I can do the following. I could eat. I don't have any wine available. I can eat some mazonos. So I'm saying a bracha achrona of alamichya anyway. So I want to put in the alagefen misafik. So since I'm saying the bracha of alamichya anyway, and so there's no bracha l'batola by me saying the shem Hashem, etc. So I can add in, because of the safik, and I have no other option, I'm allowed to add in the alagefen misafik and include it into the bracha. I can have someone else be mitzi me. So those are some solutions that a person can solve the issue with the bracha achrona, similar to what the bracha rishona you could solve by making a bracha, just a simple brei pia gofen and another drink without drinking too much. That's all you need for the bracha rishona to cover it. For the bracha achrona, you would need a shear, or you need something else which will allow you to insert it, or you have somebody else be mitzi to you. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will start Siman Dalet in the upcoming shear, and meanwhile, have a good day.